It was 1955, the year that the doors of ministry first opened up at the Evangel Home in Fresno. And welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
We are back again, and what a delight to bring another edition of Heartline from Evangel Home in Fresno. And Jerry, it's you and Jim today who are in your office. And it's by design because we want to spend our whole 12 and a half minutes talking about the banquet coming up September 23rd. And for those of you taking notes, and I know that's most, write it down, September 23rd.
There will be a test. We can see who you are.
As I just see the pencil scribbling madly. September 23rd, 6:30 at Tornino's on Blackstone in Fresno. And we really, really would love for you, my listening friend, to be there as and celebrate with us what God's doing at Evangel Home. But we're not doing bigger and better, and I love that because you can't outdo yourself year after year in terms of spectacular production values and all of that. It just gets grotesquely misdirected from the message we want to bring. So let's talk about this year's Evangel Home Banquet. What's the theme?
Saluting the home team.
Okay, and what does that mean?
The home team is you. The home team is a donor. The home team is a volunteer. You know, you hear a lot these days about team whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to the Olympics, so you have team Jimmy Brown, and you give money to team Jimmy Brown. You have team this, team that, and we kept thinking we needed some way to recognize our team. So for a while, we called them Team Evangel. I didn't really like that. Then one day I walked into Save Mart, and they had a big sign on the door that said, "Welcome to Team Save Mart." I thought, no, we cannot any longer be Team Evangel.
Yeah.
Sorry, Save Mart, but it's like it was just too much. So I remember thinking and praying about what could we do, because we really are so supported by our people that they need to know how important they are. So in my love of baseball, I think one day I came up with the idea of the home team. And I realize that's kind of a sports connotation, but it is the Evangel Home team. So you are the home team. You are, it's kind of like going on the road and always having your home team with you, and the home team advantage, and what the home team does for the team to keep it going. And so we want this being our 59th year to really salute the people who are on the home team. And that'll be the people at the banquet. And I also want to tell the folks that, you know, chicken is pretty standard fare at a banquet, but our board this year decided to have beef. And one of the board members says, "Beef says thank you much better than chicken." I don't think you can get a better quote than that.
So for our non-beef eaters, there will be salad.
There will be salad. And if you are a vegetarian and need something, there's usually, let me know if you would call and let us know, or send a note with your ticket, or even that night, make it known. And they always have some kind of non-meat dish. But other than the beef, it's sort of where's the beef sort of thing. I just thought about that. A banquet is hard to put together. Anybody who's ever done a wedding or anything like that knows you've got all those details, and you can get kind of buried in them. But I'm having fun with the pieces, because I think God is just dropping them right into the puzzle. Saluting the home team was the outline of the puzzle, and then he's just dropping in the pieces. So I want to share a little bit. There's no surprise that I will spoil for folks. One of the pieces was I wanted at some point to have a kid who had gone through Evangel Home to be a speaker. And I got a call a couple weeks ago from Melinda Ahrens, who's not a kid anymore. She's in her 30s. She was here as a teenager, which is really where my heart is right now for teenagers. This is such an uncool place to be. But she was here as a teenager, and it was her mother, Carol Mahaffey, who we pinned on video last year. The graduate who never got a pin and then had cancer, was dying, and did in fact pass away soon after the banquet. Melinda asked if she could come and just do an update on all that that meant to her mother. So that was one piece. I didn't have to go look for a kid who'd been here. One called me. Another piece is I would love to have this banquet be kind of like a stakeholder, a shareholder meeting, not a business meeting, but that kind of meeting where the people who are on your team, who support you the most, have questions. It's kind of like we are their product. They've invested in us, and they want to know where we're going next, maybe what our new vision is. We want them to have a chance to ask questions. So I thought the best way to do that, I love to do that. I could stand on stage all night, as you know, and play radio. We could do questions all night. But that's not necessarily the best way to do it. So we're going to have a panel. The panel will be me, Cynthia from the kitchen, Ruby, who is in charge of Crossroads, and a resident. We thought about having a board member on the panel, but then I thought, that was not.
You can be the board member.
What kind of questions do you ask a board member?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that will be our panel. And we just want a 10-minute time or whatever of questions from the audience. And several people have said, well, are you going to have questions planted in case there aren't any? I don't see that that will be a problem. I can't imagine our home team not having questions of that particular group. So that'll be kind of a fun thing.
So there's a just a key point for our listening friends. Please come to the banquet and ask. Be prepared to ask questions.
Yeah.
Be prepared because we're going to take the time to answer as many as we can in a 10-minute time period.
Yes, and it'll be fun. I would wish we could make a game show or something out of it, but I don't know how to do that. I was thinking of 59 years ago, the game shows, what was the Groucho Marx with the bird coming down? I used to, he drove me crazy, but now I think that show is so funny.
Yeah.
The $64,000 question was a big thing then. But I don't know if there's any kind of game show that we could be
like. You Bet Your Life.
You Bet Your Life. That was it.
Yeah.
Then there was What's My Line, all those shows. But so somehow I want to get that feel since it was 59 years ago. And maybe you can help me with some ideas. Well, then I was thinking, and then of course we have music. You might want to share a little bit about the music.
Sure.
We don't have a keynote speaker as such. But here comes my thinking again with God dropping in another puzzle. We have a woman named Imogene Davis who, as long as I've been here, which is now 26 years, every month we have received a donation from her and a little note. And she and her husband used to be very connected to the home. I think they were both on the board. They were here when we got the apartments. She was a counselor. Then in one of her notes, she said, I love the way you guys are using social media. You're doing a good job. I thought, well, Imogene's been around a while, but she's still pretty hip to new stuff. And, you know, she's one who likes our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I thought, well, what would it be like to have someone like Imogene talk to our people that night and say why she has been involved so long?
Hmm.
Why is anybody involved with anything that long? So I decided to call her. I haven't spoken. I've met her once. Thought, well, I will just kind of have to decide for my conversation if she's going to talk or she will be part of the panel.
Hmm.
Well, she's got a good, strong voice. She lives around Sacramento. And when I told her what I wanted, that I would like her to speak a little bit at the banquet, she said, well, you know, I'll have to pray about it, but I know where I'll be in September.
Nice.
So she is eagerly preparing something, and I talked to her last week, and she said she was getting a little stuck. She wasn't quite sure. She prayed about it, and God reminded her that she had a whole folder of Evangel Home speeches because she used to speak on our behalf.
Okay.
So I thought that was, I never would have thought of Imogene on my own. God had to drop that piece of the puzzle. Well, this week I'm going to go up and see her. I thought we'd just sit down and go over her remarks and get to know each other a little better. And
great.
So those are some of the pieces, Jim, of the banquet, and I just have to really put them in order. You have some of the music pieces.
Yes. Yeah, I want to just, first of all, say thank you to my worship pastor at River Park Bible Church, Pastor Mike Bohr. He's a phenomenal singer, phenomenal musician. He's a violinist, and but he's got a passionate heart for Jesus. He's a pastor first, and a musician and singer after that. You're going to love worshiping with Michael as he does an excellent musical presentation. It's going to be a delightful part of the evening.
I'm excited. It's fun for me to be excited at this point rather than nervous or pulling my hair out over things I still have to do. And you are so right, Jim, about we can never try to outdo what God did the year before. Because
right.
many of our banquets, no matter how we plan, we still need room for him because he's the one that has to touch the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as long as we present the pieces and let him have his way, every year is going to be bigger and better than the previous year because hearts are going to be expanded.
And that's the whole point. It is all about what God is doing to change lives of the women here at Evangel Home. And, of course, the staff and the volunteers all grow in the process, too. So it's an upward direction for everybody involved, for the entire home team, as it were. Just thinking about you and me, the 16 or so years we've been doing this together, it's different now. It's our relationship is so different from that when I first started here. And my passion for what God is doing here is greater. Your experience and passion has grown deeper. So anyway, every year should be an upturn without having to compete production-wise with what happened last year. And, you know, there are people out there, and I'm not demeaning anybody who chooses a different path, but were we to bring in a consultant to make this one better than last year, it would be different. But
and you know what, Jim? Many of the people who are here this year might not have been, weren't here last year and vice versa. They're not going to know what's bigger and better anyway.
Right.
I think we could be, like I said, it's hearts that we want to enlarge. It's not the production. It's so.
Yeah. Well, again, my listening friend, please, and I see you, if you didn't have your pencil and pad earlier, I see you scrambling for those right now. Tuesday, September 23rd, 6:30 at Tornino's. And we really do, in case you're new to us, make an effort to have the evening end 8:30-ish, maybe a few minutes after, because we know your time is valuable on a Wednesday morning, and we don't want to take away from the time that you need for sleep.
You know, I think it was last year I looked at my watch, and I thought, uh-oh, we are way ahead of time. Slow down. I had this nightmare vision that we were going to be done at 7:30.
Yeah, but then the guy who did the asking for the money went wrong, so that's on me. But anyway, it worked out, and we were out at 8:30 or 8:32 or something like that. It was right on time, and we really do. We can't promise that, but we make a real effort to do that. We are out of time, Jerry. Thank you. I'm excited about Tuesday, September 23rd, 6:30 at Tornino's. My listening friend, I really hope you'll plan to be there. Bring somebody with you. Call us for more information at 264-4714. Kit Adams, it's your turn. Thank you all for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. Their phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.